It has been a year since Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana promised an end to e-tolls, but motorists in Gauteng are still grappling with this unjust system. The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse is disappointed in government's failure to implement its own decision and to deliver on the relief it promised to countless commuters. In October 2022, in the medium-term budget policy statement, Minister Godongwana announced a new funding mechanism involving state-allocated funds, which was intended to settle Sanral debt. This announcement sparked hope among those who have endured the frustration of the e-toll system for years. And shortly thereafter, Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi even confirmed that the e-toll scheme would be deactivated by December 31st, 2022, and mentioned the possibility of refunding a substantial sum of 6.8 billion to those who had previously paid. One cannot overlook the administrative costs incurred by government in extending the e-toll collection contract over the last year and sending bills to thousands of motorists for a system that was ended a year ago. These costs represent a wasteful expenditure of taxpayers' funds and further underscore the impracticality of e-tolls. The continued delay in ending the e-toll system is a betrayal of the trust that citizens have placed in their government. We have patiently waited relief from this irrational system, and the government's inaction is causing little stress to South African motorists. Outer calls upon government to act immediately on its commitment to end e-tolls and to deliver the relief it promised.